Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to the Market Watch on Nova's Business Report. Today is Tuesday, the 8th of October, and my guest today is Gabriel Erastus. Always thankful to have him and to talk to me. And today's question is around the importance of mobilizing capital for unlisted investments. So currently, there's only a requirement by the NAMFISA on pension funds to invest in up to a minimum of 3.5% of funds under management into unlisted vehicles. Now, on top of that, what we have seen of late is a very pedestrian growth in private sector credit extension. Then it's up a little, then it's down a little. What we've also seen of late is that the BIPA registrations are down 35%, I think I saw. And then this morning also a news article on the decrease in foreign investment. So good day, Gabriel. Thanks for talking to me and tell me, are all of this linked or not?
Yes. Thank you, Michelle. Yes, they are linked. Look, the economy is a cycle. The economy is a cycle. And we have to remember that at the core of the economy is capital. And distribution and allocation is very, very important. But while we are there, we also need to understand that we can say that almost 60% of the Namibian economy is unlisted. If you look at our stock exchange, how many companies are listed? Probably around 11, and most of them are dual listed. So you can see that a bigger portion of the Namibian economy is unlisted. Now, what is the importance of that statement? It means that when it's coming to capital allocation, we have to allocate or distribute a big chunk of capital to the unlisted companies and unlisted projects. And if, like what you have said, that looking at our mandate, when it comes to NAMFISA regulation, only the pension funds are told to invest a certain percentage. And then you can now assess that if you almost 70% of your income is, I mean, your economy is unlisted, and you are limiting the amount of capital to go to the unlisted space, it kind of contradictory. So that's why now we are at this point to say that if we are to encourage economic development, innovation, value addition, and manufacturing, and the domestication of certain things, we have to ensure domestic capital is having access, or we offload it, or there are no constraints for it to flow to the unlisted project and unlisted company. And again, you mentioned the number of business registration to BIPA. How is this linked? Definitely, if people are registering projects and businesses, but they do not have access to capital, then how do we expect them to flourish and to grow? They will not. It means they're only at the registration, but in terms of doing the real work, creating employment and expanding, they will not until they have the proper, affordable, and tailor-made capital. But if that is not happening, then we have an issue of economic development and economic expansion.
Yeah, I think obviously I need to now play devil's advocate with you and ask you, what do you think are the reasons for this? You know, obviously, maybe expertise in lending into the sector, past bad debt and foreclosures that were too intense. What can be done? Because you find that a lot of There's actually many institutions that try and do something for SME development. I understand access to capital is obviously a very specific problem, but in terms of trading and incubation and all of that, there's a lot going on for startups and for more mature businesses, but still the appetite is not there to actually advance the money. Why?
Yeah, it's quite a very complex issue, but it's a very good question that we're supposed to be asking at the country level. Look, there are stages of financing, and you as an economy have to organize yourself at such a level. That's why we say that funding starts with the family, friends, and friends, right? So it means that at the lowest level, we have to tailor-made our financing strategy to cater for the micro enterprises. And when they are ready, then we can scale them up to go to angel investors. Then from angel investors to venture capital. You see, but in Namibia, we have not structured things in such a way. We are referring a micro entrepreneur, an innovator, or a researcher to the bank. But if you look at the bank financing and the type of capital that they have, they cannot be deployed to such a type of. So we have to prepare stages of capital depending on where we want it to go. We cannot tell an innovator, we just bring a product to the market to go to the bank. It's too risky for them. So we needed to tailor-made our capital depending at the stage of entrepreneurship. But our financing strategy is not done in such a way. So it's not really to say that the banks and the asset managers are not taking risk. It's the national approach and the strategy in place and what we have done to make sure tailor-made the capital go where it is needed. Those are the type of work that we need to do as a country.
So let me ask you then, what is a practical example of a new policy that could change this? If you must be very granular in your answer.
Look, it starts with understanding the risking project. It starts with understanding the type of capital your people, your economy need. We need it to be specific. No blanket or benchmarking can assist. Remember, if you look at our risk assessment in the commercial bank and in the asset manager, they are all borrowing from South Africa. So you cannot borrow from South Africa when you are running an economy of almost 3.02 million. You can't when you are running an economy which is so unlisted. No, it means you have to come up with your own risk assessment. You have to tailor-made your financing to the kind of your economy. We cannot be doing things like South African developed economy. We have to do things. Our financing strategy have to talk to the Namibian dynamics. And that is it. Yeah. It has to start from there.
And it's, as you say, I mean, many parties have tried to also make it easier. I mean, in terms of the reduced tax rates on businesses now coming up. I'm not really sure on the BIPA front. You know, there has been a lot of complaints in terms of the difficult levels of doing business, etc. And I think all of that will play a role in the end. But I take your point on financing policies and understanding our very particular issues in Namibia. So, thank you for that, Gabriel. I think that's unfortunately all that we have time for today, but it's an extremely important topic. And maybe next time we can touch on that again. Thanks, Gabriel.
Thank you so much, Michelle.